She had never been more than a few miles up its ragged, lonely path that was said to spiral to the summit. What treasures must lie there? But none would let her go. Her father would have agreed with her husband about that. It would be wasting her time, and it was dangerous. Best stay close to the kitchen and the animals. They were right. They were always right, even when she knew they were wrong. But they were back there, and she stood tall in this garden and dared to breathe the height and width of the mountain into the remnants of her imagination, which had been so rich when she was a child. A sudden recall of that time strengthened her reverie, and then plunged Meg into sadness, still tasting the reflection of her innocence before it was knotted by labour and scrubbed dull by abuse. She could even dream then, before the men undressed and snuffed it out into a nightmare. Their tallow in the darkness, muzzling her screams, burgling her home. The wind was making her eyes run, but she still kept the mountain in her head, where the untouched places were, the hollows that would always remain unknown to her, the spaces as bright as flowers and as secret as seeds. She had heard old people talk about such places in Das Kagel, and even understood that they were speaking about her. For in her childhood, everybody had recognized them in her. Now she spoke to those spaces, but only out here, where nobody could hear her or see her lips move.